fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 28th day of January 2006, last show of this month. It's going to be a fast hour. We have a lot of things to cover, so jumping right in here from the Book of the Week, we got kind of a special deal going at Republic Broadcasting Network. We're having a fundraising drive, kind of like what public radio does, I guess. And we're encouraging donations. We got a kind of a combo deal here where you can get a excellent book titled One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, in as a benefit, I guess you could say, for a $50 or larger donation to Republic Broadcasting Network. You need to go to the website, rbnlive.com, and click on where it says donations, and you will find this special offer here. Of course, RBN will accept any dollar amount that you would like to give. This is kind of a special deal. For this $50, you get this book, which has a retail value just about half that. So you're really coming out with a pretty good little deal there. Health tip of the week. Well, we frequently talk about preparedness, and I've come across a vendor. He calls himself and his business Freeze-Dry Guy. He is not a sponsor yet. However, if he gets sufficient responses from the listeners of the John Moore Show, he might decide to become a sponsor. Obviously, if you're preparing for hard times, storing up food is an excellent and essential part of that. Freeze-Dry Guy, and of course his website is freezedryguy.com. Offers excellent food at 50 to 70% below retail. First break coming up. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have any golden guns. I have a couple of stainless steel ones, but no golden ones. Thank you very much. Going back to the freeze-dried guy before we move on, beef stew, peas, cottage cheese, pork chops, beef, chicken. You need to check this guy out, quite frankly, freeze-dried guy.com. And I'll make this challenge. You go to other places selling the same product, the freeze-dried meat products especially, and you check out their prices before you go to Freeze Dry Guy, and you will be very pleasantly surprised. FreezeDryGuy.com. Firearms tip of the week. I know you're listening out there, gentlemen and ladies, and struggling with fixed incomes and wanting to get the best equipment to defend innocent life. I've come across a gentleman up in Dillon, Montana, KT Ordnance. It's King Tango Ordnance at Dillon, Montana. And he's offering something that is quite, excuse me, I got a cough here. Even a talk show host has to cough once in a while. He's offering a very unique service here. Now, there's any number of companies, and I have friends who've done this, they will buy a kit to build a firearm. And what happens is the UPS will deliver this cardboard box full of pieces and an instruction manual, and you're on your own, baby. KT Ordnance is entirely different. They provide the missing link to building your own firearm. Now, the federal firearm laws allow you to build your own firearm with essentially no paperwork if you do it properly. One of their I'll talk about one of their product offerings. It's a 1911 45 caliber automatic. My favorite pistol. I think the best pistol, in my opinion, for personal defense. What KT Ordnance does is provide the technical support, either in person in Dillon, Montana, or with very detailed instructions from start to finish, in doing this and doing it properly. Some of these, they have a video that go with them. I'm just flipping through here to see if in this 1911 kit, you get everything you need to build your own 45 caliber pistol. These events up in Dillon, Montana, are as much social events as anything else, where they'll have any number of men and women coming up there to build their own pistol or an AR-15 or whatever it might be. They have a number of product offerings. Once again, KT Ordnance might at some future time here, we hope in the next few weeks, agree to become a sponsor of the John Moore Show. You out there, ladies and gentlemen, you need to demonstrate to KT Ordnance, at least I hope you will, that there's a demand from the listeners of this radio show for his products so that he'll become a sponsor and we can stay on the air. This is a business. It's fun, but it's also a business. It's a part-time job for me. KTOrdnance.com. Check it out, and I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised at the very complete system, very complete program offered to people who participate in what they've got here, providing the missing link for building your own firearm and generating no federal government paperwork. I have here in front of me a news article regarding Iran. Gives some interesting facts and figures. I won't bore you with too many numbers, but some of these numbers are quite fascinating, very important. Now, as of December 04, this is when these numbers were issued by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. So we're looking at just over a year ago, just over 500,000 men under arms, and I guarantee you no women except maybe nurses, 540,000 men under arms, with an additional third of a million, 350,000 in their reserves. Now, within those numbers, within those active duty numbers, include 120,000, what they call Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Now, that's kind of the elite forces. These people got quite an inventory of weapons, 1,600 main battle tanks, almost 2,200 armored fighting vehicles, 3,200 pieces of artillery, 306 combat aircraft, 60 attack helicopters, 3 submarines, 59 surface combat vessels, and 10 amphibious ships. Nothing to be taken lightly. Now, a little further in the article, they talk about upgrading their missile capability. I know from other sources that Iran has acquired and in the process of acquiring state-of-the-art air defense systems from Russia, keeping in mind that Russia's state-of-the-art air defense systems are specifically engineered, specifically designed to meet and defeat American countermeasures. Plus, state-of-the-art anti-ship cruise missiles. Now, these are designed to fly in a supersonic nature, very low, very difficult to defeat. Once again, These weapon systems are specifically designed to meet and defeat American countermeasures. The difference between Iraq and Iran is massive in any way you want to look at it. The size of the country, the population of the country, the sophistication of their weapon systems. Now, we knew that Iraq had MiG fighters going into this current war. What we didn't know until after we were already there is they didn't have spare parts or the technicians to keep these things running, and they basically took front-loading bulldozers and buried them in the sand because they were pretty much useless without the spare parts and the technical know-how. That is not the case with Iran. Iran does have the technical know-how. They do have the spare parts, and they have fully operational, highly sophisticated air defense systems, anti-ship cruise missiles. I'm watching this whole thing unfold, ladies and gentlemen, and it's like a Bolshoi ballet. Everything is orchestrated down to the most minute detail. Both sides, Iran and the Western powers, are all playing their assigned roles in a very predictable manner. I'll make a prognostication about this situation. I'll prognosticate that very soon there will be a resolution come out of the United Nations Security Council. I can't tell you what that will say, but I will tell you that regardless of what it says, it will have a flavor to it that would put Iran in a bad light, and that will, no matter what it says, that will be taken as the green light for the Western powers to invade Iran. The words coming out of the mouth of the top Iranian government officials, in my opinion, are scripted and coming straight from the Kremlin. That's John Moore telling you that. I have nothing to base it on other than my knowledge and experience of what goes on in that part of the world. Scripted words to incite reaction on the part of the general population hearing these things. Scripted to incite hatred. Scripted to incite a fury that will encourage and give the base of support that these governments want and need to go to war once again. It's tragic, in my opinion. There's going to be a lot of widows and orphans come out of this war about to happen, which, once again, I feel will happen between now and Easter. This is not going to be 6 or 9 months out. This is in our face. I don't see any way around it. I see both sides doing everything to go towards war and neither side backing down even a little bit from this march towards the drumbeat of war. I simply don't see it happening. Now, the key to solving it, if it was going to be solved, would be the Russian nuclear engineers who've been in Iran in the process of leaving. I don't know if they're still there or not. The Russian nuclear engineers and technicians, they're the ones who know the real deal with the Iranian nuclear program. They brought the equipment in from Russia. They installed the equipment. They were running the equipment. They were training the Iranians how to run the equipment. They know what this equipment can do and what it cannot do. They know if the Iranian nuclear program was put in place for peaceful purposes to generate electricity, or if it had a dual-use capability of fabricating nuclear weapons. I'm not seeing that talked about anywhere. If it is, it's got past me. I don't know because it's not my expertise. The ease with which the same equipment and technology and expertise can be used to go from peaceful generation of electricity to making nuclear weapons. I simply don't have that knowledge. But I know who does, and that's the Russians who were there. Another break. Stay tuned. Call in is 800-313-9443.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You may not have wondered about this, but it is kind of interesting. The people that advertise on this show, herbalhealer.com, listening to that ad, and this woman lists off the products that they offer. It's like she's going through my wife's library of things my wife knows and products that we routinely buy, herbalhealer.com. Clearly, advertisers advertise on the John Moore Show and on Republic Broadcasting Network because they know that it's a targeted audience. Clearly, to me it is anyway. You're not going to hear national soft drink companies for diet beverages, diet soft drinks advertising on Republic Broadcasting Network. That's just not going to happen. I routinely discourage people from consuming any soft drinks, diet soft drinks in particular. So why in the world would they advertise on here and spend their money? They'd rather advertise on NASCAR race cars, where they get all these people who don't know any better and will consume whatever sweet beverage they think will taste good. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we've got Daniel from Wisconsin. Are you there, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
2 weeks ago, Putin ordered the Russian technicians to leave Iran.
Right.
Russia says Israel could launch a missile attack against Iran this spring. The London Guardian reported Israel plans to attack Iran with bunker-busting bombs supplied by America.
Right.
Iran began enriching uranium, estimated 3 years to the bomb. The acting prime minister of Israel said, quote, under no circumstances can Israel allow a nation with hostile intentions to have nuclear weapons, end quote.
That's right. Everything you're saying is true, Daniel.
Yeah. But my question, and I would like people to consider this, is how high will the price of oil go, not if the attack happens, but when the attack happens?
That's a good question. Let's discuss that a little bit. Thank you for your call, Daniel.
Sure.
I had a, as most of my regular listeners know, I had off last Saturday for a pistol class. One of my students is in the Merchant Marine down in the Gulf of Mexico. And he was telling me, because one of the things he does is he comes into contact with a lot of people in the oil industry down there. Apparently, the known reserves in the Gulf of Mexico are almost beyond comprehension, which reinforces what Professor McCanny, who's been a guest on this show a couple of times, has said regarding oil consumption, oil reserves. The major oil companies discontinued searching for oil about 10 years ago. They have found such vast reserves of oil at the bottoms of these oceans, they don't need to anymore. Some of it not even under the sediments, just simply lying there because of the temperature difference. It's lying there waiting to be pumped up. Bottom line, the concept of peak oil is a fraud, in my opinion. The concept of shortages of oil now and in the near future is a fraud. These concepts of peak oil, these concepts of shortages of oil, are contrived in order to boost profit, when in fact, oil is the second most plentiful liquid on the planet Earth. The known reserves are far in excess of any foreseeable demand for many decades. And we're being played like a cheap violin, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. To keep the prices up, drive the prices up even further, make insane profits on people who require this to fuel their vehicles. That, in my opinion, is what's going on, and it will continue to go on. We will see contrived price manipulation based on non-existent charges, based on Middle East politics, and the oil companies, oil executives will laugh all the way to the bank. I have an article here, and if you want to get some good news articles, I highly recommend a Republic Broadcasting Network website, RBN Live. This is a San Francisco Dateline, and it's got January 25th for the date of the article. Kellogg Brown and Root has been awarded a contract, $385 million. This article talks about this $385 million being used essentially to build detention centers inside the continental United States to detain what they're calling immigrants. We got a caller on hold. Are you there, sir?
This is Jack from Wisconsin.
Jack, what's on your mind today?
Ed, I was calling to find out if you've encountered, seems like 7.62 by 39 has been drying up, and I was wondering if you had any insight on that.
I'm not aware of it. I just got the latest Cheaper Than Dirt catalog, and I really wasn't looking for that caliber. Has that been your experience, Jack?
Right, several
hold
of
on
my...
Hold on to the break. We'll talk about this a little bit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From Russia with love, I fly to you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jack from Wisconsin, he's still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you seeing, you say drying up, is that in the publications, catalogs, or local gun stores, or what?
Local gun shops and gun shows, been to a few gun shows around the area, and vendors tell me that the supplies just seem to be drying up and they're not being able to order anymore. So whatever the reason for that is, I guess we'll just have to wait and find out what's going on.
Well, the I can speculate on what part of the problem could be. A lot of our port facilities were damaged or shut down with Katrina. I know that because the Port of New Orleans was the entry point for just massive volumes of everything you can imagine coming from overseas, and that's going to have a bleed-over effect into everything else.
Right.
That could be part of the problem. I don't inventory any of that caliber myself, so I don't look very frequently. I would look at Shotgun News and possibly Cheaper Than Dirt. You can look at Cheaper Than Dirt online.
Sure.
Pick up a copy of Shotgun News and see what's going on there. There's any number of vendors who's either inventory large amounts of 7.62-39 or they specialize in ammunition only. Check them out, and word to the wise, and all you ladies and gentlemen out there, If you think you need an inventory of any given caliber, you'd be wise to stock up. Ammunition's never been cheaper than it has been the past few years. It's become incredible. Here's what's going on. These, especially 7.62 by 39, these East European countries are dumping it into the market, and it's made it incredibly cheap. So stock up while you can. Just because it's getting short doesn't mean it's dried up entirely. It may get a bit pricier, but go ahead and get what you can while you can.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay. Getting back to this article. Now, $385 million will build a lot of detention camps, I would think. You know, this is not going to be luxury housing. Down at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, I know for a fact because I was there. I saw the detention center. This is where they kept the Cubans from the Muriel boat lift back in the, oh, that would be the early 80s. That detention center was expanded by 100%, at least doubled in size, shortly after I was there. A friend of mine walked up to the fence, and there was a active, he was a reservist, my friend, Army reservist. He walked up to the fence of the detention center, and he talked to the active duty Army guy who was guarding the premises. It was empty. There was no detainees there, and the expansion was still underway. He asked the guard, he said, well, what's the deal? Why is this being built? And the active duty guard, now, this is just something that happened. The active duty guard said, mind your own damn business. Now, I don't know what that guard knew or why he had that attitude that particular day. You know, these detention centers do exist. There's been a lot of attention given to them the past 8 or 10 years. Apparently, there's money being spent now to expand the detention centers. The cover story, if that's what it is they would be used for illegal immigrants to be detained prior to being shipped back to their home country. That may be the case. That may not be the case. I don't know. I do know that in Missouri, the local police have stopped detaining illegal immigrants because the federal agency is supposed to pick them up. They don't do it. They just tell the local cops to let them go. So it's going to be a fascinating thing to track and see how it plays out. It certainly adds fuel to the fire of people's concerns about our government being involved in activities that it certainly should not be involved in. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, I have a website also. This is my part-time job. It is fun, and I enjoy visiting with all of you each week. It's also a part-time job for me. The way I get compensated is not by Republic Broadcasting Network. They don't pay me anything. The way I get compensated is by you listeners out there purchasing product from me. It may be my book. It might be a video on how to be safe during perilous times, family safety in perilous times, volume 1, volume 2. I've got various firearms videos also at my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And you'll see some things there that hopefully will interest you. And I offer a bonus for ordering any product, my book or video, whatever it might be. I will include at no extra charge a copy of my article, which is titled No Need to Panic. 12 pages of the most up-to-date information, including the federal government's timetable for evacuating their own people from low-lying areas. That's No Need to Panic included as an extra bonus with ordering of any product. My webmaster soon will be listing it as a separate product for sale for $3 at my website. That'll cover my time and expenses for printing it up, distribution, mailing costs, and so forth. No Need to Panic as an extra bonus with purchase of any product from thelibertyman.com. We have a caller from Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, hello.
What's your name, sir?
Vincent.
Vincent, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was calling about you gave a website earlier for KT Ordnance.
Yes, sir.
And I got on the internet, and it said it doesn't exist, and so
here's,
I put it.
Here's probably, and I did this myself. Here's where I screwed up. Maybe you did the same screw up. You probably put an I between the D and the end, didn't you?
Okay.
ORDNANCE.
Okay, that'll probably fix me up.
That'll fix it. I did the exact same thing 3 days ago.
Well, I'm thinking,
what? Am I an idiot? Why am I doing wrong here? But I put an I between the D and the N. It's ordinance with no I. ORDNANCE. KT Ordnance.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I did. I thought there, first of all,
I did the exact same thing.
I thought maybe he left the I out of kit, so I tried KIT ordinance, and that didn't work. Anyway, I think you fixed me up, and I sure appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you called, Vincent, because you and I aren't the only two idiots. And there's other people listening and doing the exact same thing that you just did, and I did the same thing 3 days ago.
Well, let me ask, is that how ordinance is spelled, or am I off?
No, there's two. That's a good question. There's ordinance with an I is like a city ordinance, like don't, you know, your dog shouldn't poop in the
right.
park. Okay, ordinance. Ordinance, when it comes to firearms and munitions, has no I.
I learn something new every day.
Well, we both learned. And I'm glad you called, because this is going to be helpful to everybody else listening also.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate it. I'll check them out
Thank
again
you.
Then.
Okay. Thank you, Vincent.
Yeah,
appreciate
good.
It. Well, I'm glad, because I was going to mention that spelling, and that was my oversight, ladies and gentlemen. It's KT. It's ktordinance.com with no I, ORDNANCE, ktordinance.com. And it's little things like that that are educational and fun, and it's fun to make fun of yourself. I mean, I'm trying to find this guy's website, and he's a great guy, by the way. I've talked to the owner of the company up there in Dillon, Montana. And this is a real gun guy. I mean, there's probably just a few thousand men who make their living full-time with firearms in this country, at least in the capacity of manufacturing. And I would love to be able to do something like that myself, but it's not many people that can make their living and feed their family by getting involved in the firearms industry, and he's figured out a way to do so. Help you guys and gals out there to get high-quality equipment, brand-new high-quality equipment at very reasonable prices by these firearms kits, which are 80% done when you get them, with everything you need. The proper jigs, the proper tooling, good quality stuff with professional expertise to do it right, ktordnance.com. Getting back to this war, you're going to hear a lot from me about this upcoming war. We had a caller earlier talking about the documentation that's been publicly put out. And he gave a very good description of what's being publicly discussed about the Iranian nuclear program. It's provable. It's not speculation. It is provable that every war the United States has been involved in, beginning with the Spanish-American War in 1898, it's provable that every war this country has been involved in has had a fraudulent beginning. A beginning point, a basis based on fraud. Absolutely. Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, and the current Desert War that we're involved in. Every war, without exception, has had a fraudulent beginning point. Even the Great War, what we call World War II, the Greatest Generation. Pearl Harbor was a known event, known at the highest levels of both the British and the American governments, weeks, if not months, before the fact. And it was allowed to proceed, and in fact, letters came directly from the White House to make sure that Pearl Harbor would have the most devastating effect possible. Orders direct from the White House ordering aircraft to be parked in circles on these airfields out there in Hawaii with the engines facing inward into the circle, for example. Now, aircraft don't have reverse, ladies and gentlemen. You can't back up an airplane with the power of the aircraft. At that point in time, it involved either tow motors, which I don't know if they even had tow motors, or men, which is more likely, pushing the aircraft backwards so that they could be put in a proper position to start up the engine and fly away. Fraud on top of fraud, lie on top of lie, to get us involved in every war since 1898. I have no reason to believe whatsoever that things are any different in 2006 than they were in 1898. Fraud and lies to get us involved in one more overseas adventure that will cause more widows and orphans. That's my opinion based on provable fact. The battleship Maine blew itself up. It didn't have any saboteurs. That's provable. Battleship Maine blowing itself up, along with William Randolph Hearst and his newspaper publishing empire. Hearst took personal pride, and it's well documented. William Randolph Hearst took personal pride and personal credit for starting the Spanish-American War. World War I, the Germans were publishing ads, "Do not get on the Lusitania." It's a legitimate target of war because it will be carrying weapons of war. Do not board this ship. Americans did not heed that warning. They got on the ship and it was sunk and put to the bottom of the ocean. And it's even worse. The captain of the Lusitania slowed down in the middle of the Atlantic at the precise point where the greatest danger from the German submarines was. World War II, we already discussed. Korea, General MacArthur wanted to go and take out China. President of the United States was advised by, we now know, a communist agent, a paid communist spy who was on the payroll of Russia, was advised not to attack China because of this advice, that China had nuclear capability, which in fact they did not. So MacArthur was ignored and resigned, and the war continued to be a bloody battle with many, many tens of thousands of Americans dying needlessly. Vietnam, based on the Gulf of Tonkin resolution out of Congress, which is based on a Gulf of Tonkin incident, where allegedly North Vietnamese patrol boats attacked the United States Navy, never happened. It never happened. Complete fabrication. And we have the President of the United States talking about it on the tapes recorded in the Oval Office, which have been released publicly. President Lyndon B. Johnson discussing the complete fabrication of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. There's over 50,000 Americans dead. Those names are on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C. because of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Desert Storm. The country of Kuwait was drilling underneath the international border into Iraqi oil fields. Now, Saddam Hussein is no nice guy. He's your typical third world brutal dictator. Don't get me wrong. He was outraged. Kuwait was sealing his oil. He told them to stop. They didn't stop. He threatened to invade. He told the ambassador from the United States in Iraq at that time he was going to invade as a courtesy. And he probably wouldn't have done it if we had said don't do it. But the United States made no protest whatsoever, and the invasion into Kuwait was underway. Fraud and lies and deception, ladies and gentlemen, every war since 1898. I have no reason to believe that this war will be any different. It's a contrived event. Best I can tell, contrived on both sides. We're being sucked into this thing. Iran is a first-tier client state of Russia and China, receiving state-of-the-art air defense weapon systems, state-of-the-art cruise missiles to attack shipping. So who would we really be fighting? Would we be fighting Iran, or actually fighting proxies of Russia? Russia loves to use proxies. They get these proxy countries like Iran to do their dirty work and help achieve the goals of Russia and China while keeping clean hands in worldwide public opinion. They love using proxies to accomplish their goals. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I need your help here. I'm a private detective. I'm a radio talk show host, writer, researcher. I'm not a marketing guy. The Statmiller wants me to get advertisers here. I'm doing my best. I need your help. Check out KT Ordnance, no I, like we discussed earlier, and let them know you're interested in our products. We have Ralph from California. Are you there, sir?
Oh, you're coming in excellent today, this Saturday, which I enjoy. Maybe that little bit of rain cleared out the blockage. I don't know. Are you getting some rain?
It is a nice spring rain in the middle of winter.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is we got.
Yep.
Sounds. Anyway, a little bit off the subject, but I hear it all the time, especially from Stanley Monteith, World War II. The Japanese, I think it was for 2 months, they were trying desperately to surrender, and we totally ignored and disregarded until we did what we did. What do you know about that?
Well, that's not my knowledge, Ralph. The Japanese Imperial Army really began World War II. In my opinion, World War II began in 1930 when they invaded Manchuria.
Yeah.
At that time, they were still locked into this basically medieval mindset that the way to expand market share, the way to expand markets was to physically capture territory with armed forces, as opposed to what they figured out since World War II is to capture market share and territory with their checkbooks.
Right.
It was a cultural thing as much as anything else.
I just wondered all since that time, if and when they were actually trying to surrender and all that, what do the Japanese people think about that, if that's the truth?
Obviously, John Moore does not speak for the Japanese people.
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect you to.
But also, you know, the Japanese people have their own take on World War II, which clearly is not the American or the Western take.
Oh, well, I'm sure of that.
And it's understandable that they would want to take pride in the heroic actions of their own soldiers, as we do ours.
Right, in their case.
Well, then it's a cultural thing, too, and despite the despicable things they did to the Chinese people, which were basically a modern version of Genghis Khan. I mean, it was horrible, barbaric acts that they committed to the Chinese people. And our POWs, what they did to our POWs, they cut off a head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're
a good friend there. He kind of went into history on that. That's where he started out. He's one book, Medusa Files, on
Craig Roberts. Yep.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for your call, Ralph.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, we're almost out of time. These 1 hour slots seem to fly by, and once again, if we get some advertisers, maybe I can get back to 2 hours, and we can visit for 2 hours a week. Which, really, at the end of the first hour, I'm just getting cranked up here. So check out KT Ordnance. Check out Freeze Dry Guy. We need to get some advertisers here and make station management happy. Go to rbnlive.com. And go to the donations box and click on that. We need their help, financial help. There's a great offer there for a book that you might want to check out. And I hear the music. So you all be safe out there, and God bless America.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. StopTheFTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.